The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are A.J. Taylor at KIOW in Forest City and Dale Wagner with the Sac Sun in Sac City. A.J., you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, thanks for the time here. I'm curious about the infrastructure bill that you have evidently supported, according to certain media reports. However, 3% of that proposed $4.7 trillion is actually for infrastructure that Americans could use, like roads, bridges, airports, ports, and waterways. What exactly is the other?
Where do you get the 3%?
Well, that's some of the published reports that we have been hearing out of Washington.
Okay. Let me just give you one figure so you know 3% can't be right. If we didn't have this infrastructure bill before September 30th, we would be writing a highway bill, probably would be just an extension of whatever right now we're spending on highways, which would probably be in the neighborhood of, I don't know whether it'd be $200 billion or how much. But anyway, this would add $113 billion in additional money, what we've been spending on highways already. Here's where we are. There's 4 2/10 billion for Iowa roads, $431 billion to repair Iowa's bridges, $65 billion for rural broadband. Now that's $65 billion is a national figure. $227 million for clean water and drinking water, just for Iowa. $17 billion. For projects like lock and dam modernization. Now, I don't know, that's national. $3.5 billion to limit damage from natural disasters like floods and tornadoes. That would be a national figure that, quite frankly, that part of it is just an annual supplementation that we'd have even if we didn't have the infrastructure bill for FEMA. And then $25 billion for airport improvements, and that's a national figure. So that ought to devastate that 3% that you're talking about. Let's go to Dale Wagner.
Yes, Senator. We're coming up on, well, today is the one-year anniversary of the derecho that hit Iowa, and recently we got some legislative help from the federal government on that. Are there more opportunities coming up to help those that were impacted that this current legislation maybe didn't reach yet?
Yeah. But now, am I not right that what you're talking about, we've got some aid. It would be the normal FEMA aid, or it would be the normal crop insurance help that farmers got. So that's not covering everything. So where we are right now is, it's a carry-on where we didn't make it successful. In March, Feenster got something through the Agriculture Committee in March to go into the COVID bill that passed, and then the Democrat leaders of the House took that out. I tried to get exactly what Feenster was trying to get in the House through on the Senate floor, and I lost by a few votes. So now Feenster's back doing what he was doing for the appropriations bill, and we already have the Senate Agriculture Committee with the help of Hoven of North Dakota at my request to get the money in the Senate Agriculture Appropriation Bill, and we got some additional funding in that for derecho help. So I'm going to keep fighting for disaster funding for derecho hit until farmers until we get across the finish line. But this is a good start to get it in the Senate appropriation bill. And I don't know when that appropriation bill is going to pass. It should pass by September 30th, but, you know, we usually get it carried over until sometime after October the 1st into the new fiscal year with what we call an omnibus appropriation bill. Back to A.J.
September 11th Transparency Act, sir. This is something that I guess is going to declassify certain documents, possibly look for co-conspirators. Could you kind of highlight on this?
Yeah. I don't know how sensitive it is because obviously I haven't read it, but I'm speculating now that there's things in it that would say that there are people high up in the Saudi government had something to do with training people for this disaster that happened 20 years ago. And that information would be pretty important for people that want to go to court and sue the Saudis. And I think that the reason it may have been held secret at this point is because we have both economically through oil and we have through Saudis' help, along with Israel's help, taking on terrorist activity in the Middle East, and particularly Iran's promoting of that terrorist activity, that we don't want to do anything to upset Saudis. But in this particular area, I think that when the damage that's been done to the families that lost loved ones in 9/11 ought to have access to our courts so they can get justice. Americans deserve transparency about who was involved in that, and if they needed to be sued, they ought to be able to be sued. So here's where we are. This bill that I would vote for would make declassify all this stuff, but I just saw on the morning news that the president is thinking about declassifying it, and I don't know what he's going to do on that. He's got intelligence information that most of us in Congress don't get for national security purposes. So I just want you to know how much I support this. I'm a co-sponsor of the bill. Dale.
Yes, Senator. Iowa pork producers are still looking at the federal government for help with the pandemic response and in regards to other states' legislation that makes it harder for them to sell their product. Could you expand on your work to help Iowa pork producers in these areas?
Yeah. Get them help from the federal treasury because of the pandemic is kind of a question that we don't understand why that help isn't out, and that's why you've seen several of us, including Ernst and me, write a letter to the Secretary of Agriculture asking those very questions. So I'll have to wait till we get an answer to that. But they got stuff out for poultry, so why don't they get it out for pigs? Let's see, on the other one, well, Iowa and South Dakota are the only two states I know. They put money in to help local lockers to do more slaughtering. But also there's a federal-state cooperation that I don't think we need any legislation on. If presently under federal law, if you're a locker just with state supervision, you can't sell across state lines. But if you get your state inspectors that come to your locker to be certified by the federal government, then you can sell across state lines. Now, I think that we ought to repeal some 1960s type legislation that makes it incapable or makes it illegal for Iowa lockers to sell across state lines, just generally. But if lockers go through a process that I've just described, and I visited the one in Story County, Story City, Iowa, that has already gone through that process, then you can sell across state lines. AJ?
Let's talk a little bit about the Transparency Act you did for livestock and the anti-competitive or the anti-competitive practices that have been going on in the livestock industry. You're looking at bipartisan legislation to try and make it more competitive so that every farmer has a chance on in selling their cattle at a competitive price.
If they don't want to contract it ahead of time, and if we got packers selling their own, butchering their own livestock, then about 80% of the daily kill in the four meat packers that control the market, a negotiated farmer that wants to negotiate a price on a daily basis and not pre-contract, then or use the formula approach, then he usually becomes a residual supplier, gets a lower price for that day, and then maybe can't deliver his cattle for 3 or 4 weeks. And those are real statements I've heard from cattle producers. So my bill would correct it so they get a fair price and they'd be able to market their cattle sooner. You'd do this by making sure that a larger percentage than something 15% to 20% that's available for the negotiated price that day would be a bigger percentage. My bill would have it be 50% every day. Now maybe 50% is too high, but you got to have more than, like in Texas, just 6 or 7% is done on a negotiated basis. In Iowa, about 60% of the producers want to negotiate a price when they sell their cattle. Not like in Texas where 92% probably do it on a contracted basis. So you can imagine if you're an independent producer in Texas, what's the chances of getting a negotiated price and delivering your cattle the day you want to deliver them? So we want to correct that. Dale.
Yes, Senator. Could you give us a little background on your Navigable Waters Protection Act and how that's going to progress through the Senate then?
You remember waters of the U.S. under Omaha, under Obama, would regulate about 97% of the land in Iowa. And Trump comes along and changes it to what has been tradition, that the federal government regulates waters that we say are navigable waters, where the biggest boats can go up a river until they can't go anymore. And then after that, state takes over. Our bill would leave it the way it is, because this administration wants to go back to the Obama rules, or maybe something in between. And we think that's bad for agriculture. AJ?
Any thoughts now on the current immigration situation going on and the fact that now we're seeing more and more narcotics and guns coming across the border than we ever have before?
Yeah, short answer, it's a crisis, and we need to control the border. And it's a crisis for national security reasons, because we're arresting people that are on our terrorist list. It's a law enforcement issue because criminals are coming in. Even people that have been convicted of second-degree murder in one of the Carolinas was coming back into the country. It's a drug problem. It's a health problem because more than 10% of the people are tested for the virus, and they're spreading it all over the country, et cetera, et cetera. So there's got to control the border. Dale, you have the last question.
Okay, a little lighter topic. Iowa State Fair is coming up. What are you looking forward to?
Well, if we get done this week, I intend to go Friday. If we don't get done this week, then will I be able to have a free day that I can go the following week? I haven't checked my schedule to know that. You'll have to ask my scheduler that issue. But if I don't get to the state fair this year, it'd be the first time since 1974 I haven't spent at least one day there, and a lot of times I spend 2 days there. I enjoy it very much. And, you know, the reason you like Iowa is because it showcases Iowa's agriculture, and I'd urge all Iowans to attend. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, AJ and Dale, for participating in today's Public Affairs Program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.